familiar with Blackbird. It's the song I always remember from my childhood.
Yes, the earliest one.
Beautiful.
The warbler faintly.
This was a song thrush. I think we could be hearing it a bit better than we could have. Sorry, oyster catchers. Oh, maybe not. Yes, it repeats its songs. That I heard, but I think it's shot over there.
Called a dove.
If anybody's not familiar with song thrush, it's the one kind of behind us that repeats a different sound three times and it moves on to slightly different.
I can list down one side of things that we've seen. Though we did see a robin as well. So. Right up there. Just sit here for a minute.
Again, as we go back down, keep a lookout for kingfishers because they often move up and down the stretch.
Serves a village, but originally this boat
went right up into the
village. There's Lime Kiln, a dyke.
Yes.
Have you seen one yet?
Kingfisher.
Have you seen one yet?
No, I haven't
seen one yet.
Trips like this at this time of year is because obviously a lot of birds are singing because they're creating territories. And also dawn isn't quite so early as later on in the summer. But also there's less leaves on the trees, so you've got a better chance of spotting
grey lagers.
We get three types on the board. We get Canada, grey lag and Egyptian.
Did we see two?
Friends,
oh, that was a clive. We saw the clive.
Yeah, I think the geese tend to like the fern valley. It's sort of more open.
Yes. Good pigeon.
Warblers singing, they're quite in the distance. We should hear them better as we come out. Thank you.
bad cat.
Kingfisher, I think, sitting on the inlet of the island.
You might have re-ran it, sir.
Thank you.
us just kind of, sorry, just flown into the sun. So don't look. Oh, it's on the post to our left.
Common red beach.
There has been a black turn seen on the board a few times, so do check around.